Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We are live worldwide on CU TV News Radio. I'm your host, Jim Masters. A real pleasure and honor to have you with us, and we always thank you for taking a time or two out of your busy schedule, your busy day, to join us, because we always have amazing guests who we seek out and find. Our team back at our studios and offices are always seeking out some incredible guests for us to celebrate and feature, and as host, like you, the listener, I'm always learning from our guests different ways to look at life and to move forward in life. And I learn just like you do, too. And so I get as jazzed about hosting the shows as I know the many, many, many listeners we have do tuning in and learning from our incredible guests that we do celebrate here on CU TV News Radio. It's 1 p.m. Eastern at the time of this broadcast, and it is May 18th, 2016. It is a Wednesday. This broadcast will be archived, so you can hear it again later if you'd like here on our site. But for now, I want to let you know that a special guest is joining us once again on CU TV News Radio. Now, if you didn't hear our original series with her, then you're in for a treat, because it'll be all new information for you. But if you did, and maybe there's something additional you wanted to learn from our guest, then sit back and enjoy, because we have some incredible material and information that's going to come your way, because our special guest is Sally Tennant of Healing Through Your Mindset. Sally is an amazing person, and she has worked with so many people and has helped change their lives in such a positive way. She's located in New Jersey, but she works with folks, you know, now with today's technology. She can work with you really no matter where you happen to be positioned. You know, the human body can heal itself, of course we know that, but it's always working towards a state of balance. Neuroscience has proven that 95% of what we do in life is controlled by our subconscious programs. So as we look to do change, our brains are programmed to keep us safe. This conflict between the conscious and the subconscious mind creates blocks in the information pathways of the body, and sort of prevents that natural process of healing. Sally Tennant is the founder of Healing with Mindset, a holistic energy practice dedicated to identifying and reprogramming negative subconscious beliefs so we can make new choices that serve us. She says we can experience new things. Safety is stifling after a while, you know, playing it safe. At some point, you're going to know that there's got to be a need to make a different kind of life for yourself, to move forward, to make changes. That's what life really is all about. It's change, and sometimes change that we don't make ourselves. But it is to grow and to learn and become more conscious. Sally says the body is quite capable of healing itself. It just needs the right information. And her clients know this is really good for them and that it's going to help them stay well. Foremost among Sally's techniques is the mindset technique. And we're going to talk about that, what that is, how it combines energy, psychology, and clinical kinesiology to bypass those limitations of traditional energy healing methods and really identify the conflict between your conscious and subconscious causing your ailments. Now, this may seem, like it's very involved, but actually it's pretty basic. Sally has the skill set, the education, the experience to really break it down for you. The bottom line is you know, these things can cause pain, anxiety, depression, and things of that nature that we all deal with from time to time, chronic ailments. And if there's a way to offset that or to reduce that or to even eliminate that, I'm all for it, and I'm sure you are as well. So let's dive right in. We have a lot to talk about today, an exciting and informative and educational show today. Let's welcome back Sally Tennant to CUTV News Radio with her new series with us. Sally, it is wonderful having you on our show, and thanks for joining us once again.
How are you?
I'm really happy to be here. Yeah. I know you've been excited about it, and it's terrific to have you with us. First of all, talking about being a mindset practitioner, tell us about that. How do you define what a mindset practitioner is and what you actually do?
Well, mindset is a technique that was developed by Dr. Michael Gallo, and he's in Atlanta, Georgia. And so that's simply why I call myself a mindset practitioner, although I do incorporate a lot of other techniques in what I do. And so mindset is designed to look at the subconscious beliefs that we have or to find them that are causing whatever distress we're having. And it can be depression, and you kind of went over all of that, but what we can do is get right into the subconscious, because that's typically what's going on. Our subconscious programming was done in our childhood. Now we're adults and we're trying to move forward, and something in our subconscious says, no, that is not safe, because that's what our minds are designed to do, keep us safe. So what I'm doing is basically identifying those subconscious programs that come up in people and then resetting them to be congruent or in harmony with what the person is attempting to accomplish in their life. So this is basically the concept of mindset, is to help people to become more congruent and in harmony with themselves.
And once
and again, that's
creating
done,
that balance, right? That balance is so essential. It's having us balanced is a major part of the whole thing, right?
Well, it's creating balance, but what's also happening in the person is every time they're in conflict, what happens is it creates a stress response in the body. And of course, stress responses build, and much of the time we can identify when we have these stress responses by our, I call it a knee-jerk reaction. And that's when we don't think at all and just have a reaction to something that's happening around us. Now, sometimes the reactions are good. We jump up and down at ball games and we have a belly laugh. Those are okay reactions, because that's when the body, the subconscious, and the conscious is in harmony. But when we have a negative reaction of some kind, an emotional reaction which is uncomfortable, it's anger, or it's frustration, or resentment, or sadness, or any of those kinds of emotions, then we know we're in conflict. And that happens to many people many times during a day. So if you can think about that, and you can think about all the times that you may have those kinds of knee-jerk reactions in your life, think of it every day on a daily basis, and that is contributing to stress on a chronic basis. And once you have that going on, stress is really a precursor to disease.
Yeah.
So this is when it's not a good thing.
We hear so much. No, we hear the mind-body connection is, it's a real thing, and absolutely stress and tension and anxiety is so, like you say, connected with so many. It helps create inflammation in the body. I mean, there's just so many negative things. Can't always avoid stress and tension, but you can show people how to deal with it, right?
Well, what I consider to be the best way to deal with it is to change that subconscious program that's coming up so that it's congruent with the conscious. Because here's a very typical example. when women yell at their children, most of the time after they do it, they're going to start beating themselves up. Well, I shouldn't have done that. I should have handled it differently, that kind of thing. And so they're on a wheel, round and round and round, chronic stress there. So to go in and identify whatever those subconscious programs are that cause them to have the anger reaction will then take away the stress, because they're not going to do that anymore. Their behavior changes because their perception of their reality changes. Typically, that's what happens. The perception, if you get angry, is that something is happening to you, when really it's not happening to you. It's just an event. Your children are being children, whatever they're doing. And without the subconscious program or belief, whatever it may be, because it's different for everyone, then the reaction on the part of the individual who has these kids is going to be much different, and probably in harmony with how they really truly want to react to it. So in my opinion, it's the best way to deal with it. The only thing is, not everybody is going to be able to do this kind of work. So what can you do? Meditation, getting enough sleep. But most people these days are multitasking. They're doing. They never take the time for themselves. And that's very important, because they can help to reduce their stress by simply sitting down for 15 minutes and breathing. Most people don't breathe properly either.
No.
So there are a lot of things people can do.
Yeah. We tend to do shallow breathing, which doesn't really help. Let's step back a little bit in terms of some of the beginning, even for you. Tell us a little bit about your journey, Sally, and what were there aha moments in your life? Were there triggers? Were there things that happened in your own life that, again, I would say maybe you learned from at that sort of, you know, was a light bulb moment for you that directed you to want to do this type of work, to make this a calling, a mission for you, sort of your life's work. I guess, you know, some of life's journey we all learn from, and then we end up doing things in life that are as a result of the things we've learned and things we love and our true passions. So how about you? Tell us a little bit about your journey, Sally, and how you got led to the incredible work that you do.
Well, I have gone over this a few times, and in my lifetime, there were aha moments, although it took time for me to get to the point where I realized this was something for me to do. And I always say there's a reason for that. I may have needed to go through my life, get to a point where I realized this was definitely a huge need for people, and therefore this is really what I want to do. I just am so passionate about it, educating people as to what's going on with them and helping them to understand what it is, and simply even giving the information about the knee-jerk reaction every day, and that's coming from your subconscious, can be an aha moment for someone. So I think the first time that I realized that emotions are the problem, or your life situation is the problem, is probably in high school. I was sent to boarding school, and it was family tradition. We all had to go. And it was a college prep school, and it was co-ed, so you would think that would be a lot of fun for a teenager. For me, it was horrible. I wanted to go home. I was homesick. I didn't like the place. I just didn't want to be there, but I had to stay 4 years. And by my senior year, I started getting very sick, and just sleeping during the day, and then I couldn't sleep at night. They couldn't figure it out. I went through all kinds of tests, but I knew it was because I didn't want to be in that place. and I was in conflict. Now, I didn't think of it as conflict, but I knew my reasons were emotional. And they eventually diagnosed it as narcolepsy, which went away after I left the school. So that was probably the first time that I understood that if you are in an emotional state, it can make you sick.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So that was probably the first time. And I've gone through a lot of changes in my life as far as working. I worked for the government for a while, and then I went to work for a company that was involved with doing music videos and that kind of thing. And then I became an auctioneer. I've been all over the place. And being an auctioneer, I did a lot of buying and selling of estates and dealt with a lot of people who were in highly emotional states. And that probably helped me to see that people really needed a lot of help in different ways. And then as an auctioneer, I sort of finally said, I'm done with this. That I got very burnt out on that. What was going on in my life was just not for me. And I looked out the window one night, and I had tears in my eyes. I said, I need some help here. Give me some guidance. And I left that situation, left everything behind, and started searching for how I could help other people. And that's just the direction I wanted to go in. And that's been the journey, and I found my way through a machine, actually, and this machine was called the Body Scan 2010. And what it did was send the frequencies of different substances, all kinds of toxins, even the frequencies of the body organs and tissues, emotional frequencies, colors, all kinds of frequencies into the body, and then the body would respond at the cellular level. So it was non-cognitive biofeedback. And from that, you would get a report and then balance the body with homeopathics. And that was a very good process. People would get, after a balance, they would feel great. And then they would come back, and maybe they'd need 3 or 4 of these balances. But what I was finding was their body was actually getting well, but their complaints were not. And I knew then, I said, this is emotional. And so one thing led to another. I went to a conference and I met a gentleman there who was teaching the BioClear process at the time, and it was to release, it was an energy psychology technique, and it was designed to release the negative emotions from the body. And I started with that, and one thing led to another. So I've been taking trainings ever since and seeing clients ever since. And I have some clients who have been through every training with me.
Yeah.
Last one of them.
Right.
And through the progression until I finally took mindset. But I've had many different trainings in different kinds of emotional release. The training I had before mindset was called QNRT, and that is quantum neurological release therapy. And that is designed also to change the belief system in the nervous system. And that's specific to the nervous system, which was an excellent training. It was 4 years, and it's a very, very good program, but I believe that we're more than our nervous system. And we are. And so mindset, when I found out about mindset, which is way more encompassing, it encompasses the entire being, I had to take that training. And once I did, I said, that's pretty much what I'm going to do. Along with everything else that I know, I'm going to incorporate all of that into mindset. And it's very, very powerful. So that's
obviously
kind of my journey.
I was just in listening to the way you describe it, too, and so openly, and the way you share your story. This is truly a calling for you, and it truly is something that you're extraordinarily passionate about, and it's an amazing journey that you've been on. So now our audience, in your description, has a really good feel for your background, your journey. I'm sure they can relate to it maybe in certain aspects of their own life, bits and pieces of what you described, and can identify with it, which is wonderful. Trust is something that's really important too, and when you've established trust with somebody, then you can be much more open and connect, and you're going to absorb a lot more. And I'm sure for you, trust, when that's established, is an essential component to everything, isn't it?
Absolutely. Clients that come in to see me, when they first sit down, of course, we've never met before typically, or if it's over the phone, I'm going to sit with them during the first visit for about an hour and just give them some education, tell them a little bit about myself, and help them to tell me what's really going on with them. And it is a matter of trust between my client and myself, but I typically don't run into too many problems in that aspect. The only time that I might is when I've got an engineer sitting in front of me.
Yeah.
Because they have a tendency to have difficulty with this energy stuff.
It's a different, right, they want to see like a blueprint and a schematic and, mechanical
exactly.
Drawings of everything, and A definitely leads to B, and and sometimes there's,
yes.
there's a meandering through all of that. Well, then, holistic energy healing. This leads to my next thought and my next question. We've talked about how stress obviously negatively affects our lives, and you've described some of your experiences. Why would you then say holistic energy healing is one of the best ways to actually deal with all of this, deal with anxiety and stress and tension? And what is it about holistic energy healing that is so powerful and so effective, and why you believe in it so much, Sally?
The reason that I do is simply this, because the energy that we're storing from our stressors is stored in our body. It doesn't go away because we ignore it, and it doesn't go away because the event that happened is over. All of these chemicals in the body are having to be dealt with by the body, and it gets stored in the body because we have blocks in our information pathways that happen due to traumas. And so we're walking around with all of this stuff in our body, and the emotions travel through the body through the neuropeptides, and this was Candace Pert's work, her book Molecules of Emotions, and I recommend that reading to anyone. It's not an easy read because she's a PhD and worked for the National Institutes of Health, but she truly believes that our bodies are our subconscious mind, and I agree with her 100%. So every thought that we have, everything that we see, all incoming information, words that we hear, travel through the body. And they get stuck from time to time, depending on where we've had some trauma, where we see that might be familiar, that kind of thing. You need to get it out. That kind of energy is what builds up and creates blocks, so the body can't heal. It can't see what's going on. And so energy healing, whether it's Reiki, some people go for Reiki, some people do massage. Massage is very good to help move it through. Any kind of energy work that's helping to release that energy, that negative energy from the body, is a plus. Now, of course, typically those kinds of things do not change the beliefs. So it's managed, but it's managed without pills. You're not having to go on pills. You're not having to do there are different techniques. They actually use shock therapy for stress, which it works, but I think I would rather have somebody help me in another way. So I think alternative is good because it helps the body to release all of this negative energy. And once a reset is done and the belief is reset in the system, in the being, then what's interesting is that information is then taken by the body. And it goes into what we call the superconscious. You've got your subconscious, you've got your conscious, and then you've got your superconscious, which is kind of the operating system of the computer, if you will. And your subconscious is kind of like the programs on a computer because they're built in, they work a certain way, they don't deviate. If you give it the wrong information, it gives you an error message. That's kind of what's going on with the subconscious. And then you've got the conscious giving the information into everything else. And the superconscious takes it all and actually governs our biochemistry. So once a reset is done, this information becomes something part of the superconscious. And once it does, the superconscious will then start to move the biochemistry in the body. So it's a wonderful way to start turning around how the body may have adapted to stress, because that's what it'll do. It'll start the healing process immediately. And it takes time, and there are a lot of things that the body has to process. And there are actually energetic things that we build in the body as safety defenses against those things that we feel are unsafe. It's very, very interesting, and this is quantum physics, of course. It's information becomes an energy, becomes matter. So if you think a certain thing long enough and it's negative, you're going to build something up in the body. And these can be negative thought forms, interference fields, energy cysts. All of these kinds of things start to process. And that's one thing when a client is sitting with me, I'll help them to release from the body. And what's very interesting is that viruses in the body actually hang on to the negative emotions attached to a belief. And so when viruses come up in the body, they will only present themselves. Obviously, if somebody's has the flu or something, they may be going through what we would call a healing event. They're on their own trying to heal through something. But these viruses actually come up on display during a reset and can be released from the body. And the negative emotions they've been hanging on to can be released from the body. And that will not come back. Those viruses will not come back unless they have another trauma. Of course, that could attract another virus. But it's very, very interesting, all of the things that we have to safeguard our subconscious programming, and that we've kind of built up in the body. And we've done it because we've been practicing those subconscious programs over and over and over again. And that's what happens.
And you can help people. And you're going to be back with me on May 25th as our guest at 1 p.m. And I look forward to 1 p.m. Eastern. But until that time, and we'll pick up where we left off, there's so much more to delve into. You're going to be with us for a couple of shows, which is terrific, because we're going to really break this all down for people. A terrific first show, Sally. Your website, healingwithmindset.com, is that the appropriate place for people to go?
It's been changed to healingthroughyourmindset.com.
Oh, good. Okay. So healingthrough yourmindset.com. That's www.healingthroughyourmindset.com. Fabulous place to start, to kick off, and to connect with Sally if you have any questions from today's show. But again, stay tuned. She'll be back with us in a week, and we'll delve in even more. Sally, a real pleasure having you on the show today. Thanks for sharing everything with us thus far.
It was a pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for joining us, folks, as well. I am Jim Masters here at CUTV News Radio. More great shows coming up. Till then, have a terrific day.